Hare Krishna, reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 6, Dhyana Yoga. This is text 44. Krishna is explaining what happens to the unsuccessful yogi. By virtue of the divine consciousness of his previous life, he automatically becomes attracted to the yogic principles, even without seeking them. Such an inquisitive transcendentalist stands always above the ritualistic principles of the scriptures. Comment. His previous practice, purvabhas, automatically attracts him, riyate hi avata, and he remains attracted despite the previous obstacles he faced. His being transcendental to Shabda Brahma, or above the ritualistic principles of the scriptures, refers to his being above the karmakanda rituals leading to material enjoyment. He is attracted to spiritual, not material life. Finally, the next verse explains how and when the yogi will achieve his ultimate goal. 45. And when the yogi engages himself with sincere endeavor in making further progress, being washed of all contaminations, then ultimately achieving perfection after many, many births of practice, he attains the supreme goal. Comment. To become successful, a yogi who has fallen from his practice, must work harder than yogis who have practiced longer. Why? Because rigid practice, prayatna, is more difficult to achieve from a suchinam birth, birth in a pious religious family, or a srimatam birth, birth in a rich mercantile or royal family, than from a birth in yoginam dimatam family, a family of transcendentalists possessing great wisdom. Children born in families of transcendentalists receive especially deep Krishna conscious impressions and training early in their spiritual lives. 46. A yogi is greater than the ascetic, greater than the empiricist, and greater than the fruitive worker. Therefore, O Arjuna, in all circumstances, be a yogi. Comment. The tapasya was mentioned in Bhagavad Gita 4.28. Although he performs austerities, he has not yet acquired knowledge. The jnani has knowledge and he knows shastra, but his realization ends at Brahman. Karmis and even karma yogis tend towards fruitive activities. Therefore, they act piously by digging wells, constructing roads, and offering charity. The yogi, however, knows the supersoul. He is most advanced. Thus, this verse reveals the progressive rungs on the yoga ladder by clearly glorifying yogis above karmis, jnanis, and tapasis. Krishna now gives his final statement about the yogi of the highest caliber. 47. And of all yogis, the one with great faith who always abides in me, thinking of me within himself, and renders transcendental loving service to me, he is the most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. That is my opinion. Comment. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan explains Krishna's words, quote, although there is a relative grading of superiority and inferiority amongst the tapasis and so on, still, they are all inferior to my devotee, in the same way as all ordinary mountains, both tall ones and short ones, are inferior to a mountain made of gold. He continues, but is there anyone greater than the yogi? This question is answered in the words beginning yoginam. In the ascending hierarchy of all yoga, there are many karma yogis. Better than all of them is the one who has risen to the level of dhyan. He is properly engaged, yukta. But one who has ascended to samadhi is even better engaged, yukta tar. And one who has achieved bhakti yoga in the form of hearing, chanting, and so on is the best, yukta tama. End of citation. Srila Prabhupada explains, the culmination of all kinds of yoga practice lies in bhakti yoga. All other yogas are but means to come to the point of bhakti in bhakti yoga. Yoga actually means bhakti yoga. All other yogas are progressions towards the destination of bhakti yoga. From the beginning of karma yoga to the end of bhakti yoga is a long way to self-realization. Karma yoga, without fruit of results, is the beginning of this path. When karma yoga increases in knowledge and renunciation, the stage is called jnana yoga. When jnana yoga increases in meditation on the super soul by different physical processes and the mind is on him, it is called astanga yoga. And when one surpasses astanga yoga and comes to the point of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, it is called bhakti yoga, the culmination. Factually, bhakti yoga is the ultimate goal. But to analyze bhakti yoga minutely, one has to understand these other yogas. That's the end of Prabhupada's words in this purport. One can attain to bhakti through a gradual Vedic process, through karma, jnana, and yoga. If one is fortunate, however, he can come in contact with Krishna's pure devotee and take directly to Krishna consciousness. By hearing the Shastra, he learns to act in full faith, Shadavan. Gradually, he progresses to the point where Krishna has entered his very existence, Antaratmana, and the devotee becomes Matgata, always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada powerfully describes the necessity of Shadavan Bhajate Yomang, faithfully engaging in the loving service of Krishna, and the sweet process of Madgatain Antaratmana, always thinking of him within. This again is from Prabhupada's purport. The word Bhajate is significant here. Bhajate has its root in the verb Bhaj, which is used when there is need of service. The English word worship cannot be used in the same sense as bhaj. Worship means to adore, to show respect and honor to the worthy one. But service with love and faith is especially meant for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can avoid worshiping a respectable man or a demigod and may be called discourteous, but one cannot avoid serving the Supreme Lord without being thoroughly condemned. Every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus every living entity is intended to serve the Supreme Lord by his own constitution. Failing to do this, he falls down. It is by great fortune that one comes to Krishna consciousness on the path of bhakti yoga to become well situated according to the Vedic direction. The ideal yogi concentrates his attention on Krishna, who is called Shyamasundara, who is as beautiful, beautifully colored as a cloud, whose lotus-like face is as effulgent as the sun, whose dress is brilliant with jewels and whose body is flower-garlanded, illuminating all sides is his gorgeous luster, which is called the Brahma Jyoti. He incarnates in different forms, such as Rama, Narsingha, Varaha, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he descends like a human being, as the son of Mother Yashoda, and he is known as Krishna, Govinda, and Vasudeva. He is the perfect child, husband, friend, and master, and he is full with all opulences and transcendental qualities. If one remains fully conscious of these features of the Lord, he is called the highest yogi. Okay, we have just completed the sixth chapter of Surrender Unto Me, and we shall continue very soon. Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.